Of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor. Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance. Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Hayes and Dance. Headlines. Heller's Lawn Pro. The Kingpin Bowling Center. McAllister Machinery. McDonald's Restaurants. Myers LP Gas. The Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Memorial Day. Welcome to Hatchet Baseball on Memories 107.9 and WAMWAMFM.com. On a hot day for baseball, we're at Robert M. Hill Field, home of the Vincennes Alices for the sectional semifinals in Class 3A, featuring the Washington Hatchets at 15-12 and the Vincennes Lincoln Alices, who bring in a record of 14-13. This is the Hatchet pregame show brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. I'm once again joined alongside with Steve Brothers, who is bearing the heat with me today at field level vantage point right behind home plate underneath the baking sun at a picnic table. What better place to spend Memorial Day, Steve Brothers?
Great facilities here for the media in the 90-degree heat. But we do have a great vantage point here right behind home plate. So remember when Harry Carey and Steve Stone used to broadcast occasionally out in the bleachers? That's the way we are today.
That's right. We're right amongst the crowd here. And, boy, we've got a great crowd on hand. This has been a tradition for the past several years now. They play the baseball sectional tournament, always the semifinals and the championship, a three-game series on Memorial Day. And they kind of make it a picnic at the ballpark. And that's what we see here at Vincennes, as game one was a thriller and a little controversy in the end. But the Gibson Southern Titans move on with a 7-4 decision over Princeton in the first semifinal game here today.
That was a battle. I mean, Princeton got out to a 1-0 lead, Gibson Southern, I should say, got out to a 1-0 lead. Princeton bounced back, got ahead 4-1, and then the Titans scored six runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, including what you called was a pretty controversial play at home plate, a collision. Catcher drops the ball right in the middle of that six-run rally, and that was really the turning point in the game. And we're not sure what the rule is now on the high school level at home plate, but it was a bang-bang play at the plate, and the base runner pretty well, there was some solid contact there with the catcher. So I don't know whether the umpires ruled that the catcher was obstructing the runner from home plate or not, but the call was safe, and the place kind of erupted here a little bit.
Well, that run happened to be the tying run, which led to three more runs after that and led to the Gibson Southern win. So that's, when we say controversial, it was the deciding factor in game number one.
Yes, but it was.
Princeton coaches had a few words with the umpires and then went their separate ways, and in the end, it stands, and Gibson Southern moves on, awaiting their opponent in the championship. It'll be either Washington or Vincennes. Now, we do know Washington played Gibson Southern earlier in the season, and the Titans had their way with the Hatchets 9-1. So it's going to be a formidable opponent, whoever they face in the championship today. Vincennes, of course, coming in at 14-13 on the season. The Hatchets did beat them in the regular season. That was back on our home field. 4-2 was the final score, but a lot has changed since then. It's a new scope come tournament time, and you throw all records aside. You really do.
That was on the 4th of May, and that was a makeup on a previous rainout on a Friday evening. Trey Reed pitched a fine game there. He was the winning pitcher. He did pitch five innings, and then John Rook came in for the final two innings, and it was a 4-2 Hatchet victory.
Today we'll see Billy Fleetwood get the starting nod, and we'll talk a little bit about that and come back with more as our pregame show continues after this two-minute timeout from Hill Field. It's the 3A Baseball Sectional on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Vincennes for the 3A Baseball Sectional on your Memorial Day, where the Hatchets face the Vincennes Lincoln Alices in the semifinals. Our pregame coverage continues. Washington will be the home team on the scoreboard for game number two today. The Vincennes Alices, the visitors, on their home field. And what kind of advantage do you have playing on your home field in tournament times, T Brothers?
Well, I think I'd rather have the home team advantage in the scorebook, batting last. But it can't hurt the Alices playing on their home field. Very familiar, obviously.
That's right. And the Hatchets have already had a chance to play here, where they won in the first game of the tournament back on Wednesday. The Hatchets withstood a good challenge from the Pike Central Chargers. 2-1 was the final, and the Chargers gave the Hatchets all we could handle. Trey Reed pitched a phenomenal game in that one. The Chargers came to play, and 2-1 again, the Hatchets hold on to advance to the semifinals here today. But that, I think, is an advantage for the Hatchets in the fact that they've got one game in the books. Looking back, Vincennes has not played since May 18th. So they've had a 10-day layoff since their last game on the field, and that was a loss to Boonville, 5-0.
Hopefully they're a little rusty. Come out a little, with a case of the jitters, but I don't know. Home field, both schools bring a nice crowd for sectional, good turnouts from both sides. So we'll see what happens. You know, Coach Reed has elected to start Billy Fleetwood this afternoon. The Alces have already seen Trey Reed in the regular season game, so he elected to go with Billy. It was probably a tough decision for him because he's got a son involved, but, you know, he went with the senior, and, both Billy and Trey have had outstanding seasons on the mound, so, you know, I think it's a pretty good call, actually. We'll get the senior out there.
We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with more and get Bro some water over
here.
Yeah,
right.
I'll be back right after this from Alice Field, home of the Alices. It's Washington and Vincennes coming up on WAMW.
The Washington Hatchet Baseball Booster Club is pulling for the Hatchets this week in the postseason tournament. From cleaning those uniforms all season to working in the concession stand and feeding the team, the Hatchet Baseball Boosters are actively involved to make sure the team has what they need on game day. Congratulations on a great season. Let's keep rolling, Hatchets. Best of luck in the tournament from the members of the Washington Hatchet Baseball Boosters.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you, who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate, who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the blue raspberry, cherry limeade, or tropic twist today. At participating McDonald's.
Jake's Lawn Care in Washington is ready to take the hassle out of keeping up the yard this summer. Save your time and invest in a proven service that's here every week to make sure you keep up with the Joneses and have the best yard in the neighborhood. From mowing to trimming to cleaning up after the job, Jake's Lawn Service takes pride in each lawn they do. Call Jake Bedwell for an estimate at 812-486-9258. That's 812-486-9258. Good luck, Hatchets, in the baseball sectional. From Jake's Lawn Care in Washington.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-guest-capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
We are back at Robert M. Hill Field in Vincennes, Indiana, as the Washington Hatchets are going to be playing the Vincennes Lincoln Alices here in the sectional game, semifinal round. Washington Hatchets are now taking infield. And Mr. Shake, what do you think?
Well, it's going to be anybody's ball game here this afternoon. I really feel that it's going to be a battle between the two clubs. Of course, they've each seen each other once. As you mentioned, a little strategy for Coach Reed, going with Billy Fleetwood getting the starting nod today. And since they played on Wednesday, he could have went either option. You know, Billy and Trey have been his 1-2 all year. And today he chose with Billy. And, you know, you got another game to keep in mind tonight if you advance. But you got to win this one first. So It's all about strategy at this point in this sectional tournament.
Win or go home. That's where we're at tournament time.
Game one, if you missed it, went to Gibson Southern. The Titans sit in the driver's seat. They'll play the championship tonight. They knocked out Princeton in the earlier contest 7-4 in a hard-fought battle. Washington taking their warm-ups, and we'll take another two-minute timeout from Vincennes. You're listening to the 3A Baseball Sectional on WAMW.
The Memorial Day sales event is going on now through May 31st at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save big on the all-new Chrysler Pacificas during the incredible Chrysler Pacifica sale. Up to $4,250 in rebates with new 2018 starting as low as $32,520. These are perfect for the summer family vacation. Seat up to 8 adults with floorboard storage and snow-and-go seating. Savings like never before. But hurry, sale ends May 31st. See the sales team today at Washington Chrysler or check the inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Using top quality fuel in your farm equipment has many advantages. It decreases downtime, offers better performance, and increases the life of your farm equipment, all of which ultimately add to your bottom line. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Let us help you get the most out of your operation with quality premium fuel. Give us a call today to discuss the options that best suit your needs.
Freddy Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419.
Tim Dant. spring into spring with a new haircut or color at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to the date on the latest. They have a new look waiting for you. Call Kim, Danielle, or Susan today at 812-254-1810 to schedule your new look. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make great gifts for any occasion. Customer satisfaction is their goal at Headlines Beauty Salon. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Welcome back to Vincennes for the 3A Baseball Sectional. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers. Defensively for the Hatchets today, a little bit of a changeup in the lineup. Left field, Marcus Thorne. Center field, Grant Niehaus. Right field, Jacob Mason. On the infield at third is Trey Reed. He'll be playing third. Shortstop is going to be John Rook. Rook gets the starting nod at shortstop. Second base, Wes Edwards. Over at first, Gage Latham. The battery, Jaden Penley behind the plate. And on the mound, as we said, Billy Fleetwood. You've got some pitching stats on Billy, bro.
Well, this gives you an idea of the decision that Coach Reed had to make. Trey Reed, the freshman, is 6-2 this season with a 1.92 earned run average. Billy Fleetwood is 5-4 with a 1.93 earned run average. So, you know, they've both had really, really good seasons. And maybe Billy's record's not quite as good because possibly he didn't get as much run support as what Trey might have gotten. They've both done an outstanding job. So either way, you know, either way the decision was right, I think. You couldn't go wrong with either one of those guys on the mound. But Trey Reed, 6-2, a freshman and a 1.92 earned run average. Nice start
Not bad.
To his career.
We'll be glad to have him back along for another 3 years on the ride. You know, the big question is going to be the sticks today, bro. We look at the leading hitter for this Hatchet team has 27 hits. That's just kind of been one of the downfalls for this Hatchet team. Defensively, they've picked up their games, less errors. We just don't seem to get the sticks going and get the hits to fall at the right time. Left a lot of runners stranded this year.
Yes, you're right. That's exactly right. I'm sure Coach Reed would agree. Anytime we've lost a game, it's probably because we didn't get the two-out timely hit that we needed when we needed it. We do have seven of the players batting above 300. So, you know, that's not a bad lineup if you have seven out of your nine batting above 300. The leading hitter for the Hatchets is Grant Niehaus, who only really entered the starting lineup the last third of the season, I believe, and he's batting 400. So, you know, it varies from season to season, but typically you may have your leading hitter maybe hitting in the low 400s or mid 400s, and then you have several maybe in the mid to high 300s. So it's been a pretty good lineup, but as you said, we haven't been able to get the timely hit when we need it in many of our games.
That's been the difference, so we hope to see that change as we progress because we know we're going to need it against this Vincennes Lincoln team today. They come in 14-13, and, you know, 4-2 in the first meeting between these two teams. It was a battle all the way down to the finish. That was on our home field, so we're going to give them a shot on their home field here today.
Yeah, look for this game. Every little base runner is important. Every time you can advance a runner, I think it's probably going to be a small ball type game, you know. Look for some sacrifice bunts, some steals. This one should be a tight one. At least it looks like that on paper anyway.
It's going to be a good one, no doubt. The winner moves on to the championship back here tonight. Our pregame coverage continues after this 2-minute timeout. It's 3A sectional action from Vincennes. Washington and Vincennes coming up on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Back backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-22.
Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. Let Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals. Contact Alan Bubalo today at 812-254-1340. That's 812-254-1340. Personal attention. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC. The Kingpin Bowling Center is proud to announce Dollar Days every Tuesday this spring and summer. $1 soft drinks, hot dogs, and draft beer. Bowl for only $2 with $2 shoe rental. Summer leagues include a mixed league on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for three-person teams May 1st to July 17th. The Adult Youth League, Friday nights at 6:30, May 11th to July 27th, with adults 21 and older and kids 20 and under. Sign up now. Call 254-0632 or stop by the Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington. Open for lunch this summer.
Let's look at this batting order for the Hatchets today. Grant Niehaus leads off. Jacob Mason bats second. Billy Fleetwood third. Marcus Thorne will be in the cleanup spot. Then it's Jaden Pinley batting fifth. Gage Latham, 6th, Trey Reed, 7th, Daniel Devine, 8th, he'll be the DH today, and Wes Edwards rounds out the lineup in the 9-hole. Now, 1 and 2 on Wednesday, Grant Niehaus, Jacob Mason lead off 2 at-bats, first 2 at-bats. They connected for big hits. Let's hope they stay hot in today's semifinal game against Vincennes.
And they were all solid hits, too. They were a combined 4 for 6. So, yeah, we could use some of that early in the game.
But the middle of the order, we really, we got some power there. You look at Jaden Pinley, Gage Latham, Marcus Thorne right there. That's the meat of the order. And those boys, if they get behind one, as we see the flag blowing out to left field, anything's possible. The dimensions, if you missed it on Wednesday, 310 left, 312 and right. Dead center reads 365. So, certainly anything's possible in today's game.
Well, Billy Fleetwood has 3 home runs this season, so he's got some pop in his bat. And I know Marcus Thorne has had some warning track, has a lot of warning track hits. So they can definitely do some damage there in the middle.
Well, the umbrellas are out today, and I'm real proud of the Hatchet crowd here this afternoon. Short drive, many made the trip to battle the heat to root on this team today. We've got some excitement behind this baseball program because look for big things to come. And again, we're not playing at Jasper, which they lost a heartbreaker to Castle in the 4A tournament I saw the other night. This is the first time since I can remember we're not playing a sectional tournament at Jasper.
It has been a long, long time. And a little bit different atmosphere here. I think every team here is glad to be here instead of going to Jasper because, like you said, everybody feels like they have a legitimate shot at this.
For the Vincennes Alices today, they will start on the mound. Brody Ruggles, you got to think that's their ace for the Alices. If we look back to the first meeting between these two teams,
yes, Brody Ruggles came in relief in that game. He relieved Brandon Veek. Baron pitched 3 1/3 innings, allowed 4 runs and 7 hits. Ruggles came in relief, pitching 2 2/3 innings and did not allow a hit, so he gets the nod. He did walk a couple. So Coach Hutchinson elected to go with him.
Defensively for the Alices today, Blake Mincy will be out in left. Daniel Miller, center. Bo Deckard is in right. Isaac Lane is your third baseman. Braden Segert, short. Ben Burson will be at second. Jalen Cardinal is at first. Baron Veek is catching today. And Brody Ruggles will be the starting pitcher for the Alices. Down the batting order, Bo Deckard leads off. Brody Ruggles bats second. Isaac Lane is third. Daniel Miller bats fourth. Baron Veek is fifth. Jalen Cardinal bats sixth. Blake Mincy is seventh. Dustin Allstott will be the DH. He bats eighth. And then Braden Seger, the shortstop, will bat ninth. for Vincennes. Again, 14-13 under head coach Tim Hutchison. The Owls' last outing was May 18th, 10 days ago, and they took a loss to Boonville 5-0. That was here at Hill Field. So it's been a while since they've got any action. And again, that's we talked about that in the Wednesday matchup with Pike Central. Do you want the opening bye or do you want to play right away? Two schools of thought on that, and we'll see if it goes to the Hatchet's advantage here today.
Well, as I said on Wednesday, in baseball, I think I'd rather have the bye to have as much rest as possible for your pitchers. But since it's been 4 days, you know, Trey Reed has had plenty of rest since Wednesday's outing, so he's had 4 days rest. So maybe that's not going to be a factor. You know, Coach Hutchison, I think, started as coach of the Hatchets, I think it was 93, 94, and 95, before he became the longtime assistant coach to at Vincennes here under Coach Brandon Pfaff. And then he took a little hiatus, and now he's back as the head coach in his first year.
Vincennes has been known to get some Washington coaches. They had Brandon Pfaff, of course, Tim Hutchison. Well, he was a Vincennes native, I guess, initially.
Yes.
And then most recently,
Chris Clements.
Yeah. Yes. So
they had to go over to Washington to find the good baseball
there
people.
There you go. Let's take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we're getting closer to first pitch in game two of the semifinals. A nice breeze blowing. We welcome that.
We certainly
here on a
do.
Hot Monday afternoon. It's Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you worn down and sluggish from the frigid winter? So is your lawn.
But with the help of Heller's Lawn Pro, your grass will awaken from its comatose state and green up for spring. Your lawn needs Heller's customized four-step lawn care application. It includes fertilization and weed control. They will manage your lawn from spring through fall. Plus, Heller's can also bring those ugly landscapes back to life. Heller's even offers a variety of trees for your yard. Call Charlie at Heller's Lawn Pro today at 610-0055.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
Let's take a moment to talk about these Hatchet seniors, seven of them. Daniel Devine, Isaac Whitehead, Wes Edwards, Billy Fleetwood, Marcus Thorne, Gage Latham, and Michael Deves. Quite a group of seniors this year for the Hatchet program, bro.
Nice group, and, you know, it's kind of rare to have that many seniors on your roster, so that says a lot about them. Even the ones that maybe don't play quite as often, to stick it out 4 years is really saying something, that they really enjoy the game.
They've all accepted their role, and they fill it nicely, and they'll certainly be missed, but they don't want this to end here today. They have one thing on their mind. That's a sectional championship, and it's been quite some time. You were talking, bro, what did we figure, 95? Is that?
May have been 96. 96, maybe?
That was my senior year in high school.
Okay.
It's been a while. I do know that.
That was the last year of single class sports, and I believe that we were in sectionals that did not involve Jasper, and I think we may have won one or two there in the mid-90s.
Well, we got one more, hopefully, in us here. Well, many more to come, I hope, but we got one in us this year, I hope. as we look to take out Vincennes first and then play tonight in the championship with Gibson Southern waiting in the wings. Today's baseball sectional action brought to you by the Washington Hatchet Baseball Booster Club. Without them, none of this would be possible, from cleaning those uniforms to providing the snacks and treats and the meals to manning the concession stands. The Hatchet Boosters are a big part of any team success, and we appreciate the Booster Club for their support of today's broadcast. Also, Jake's Lawn Service, Jake Bedwell, can help take care of your lawn this summer. Keep up with the Joneses with Jake's Lawn Service in Washington. A big thanks to the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. And the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington with Donaldson's year number one. Vincennes taking their final warm-ups. Again, they'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard here today. In the away green, trimmed in white. The Hatchets in the home white, trimmed in black. We've got semifinal baseball down the dial on the General 95.9 featuring the Bowery Vikings today, as this is a busy time for spring postseason sports.
Post-graduation sports.
Yes. Washington graduated a class of, I believe, 141 seniors Saturday afternoon in a nice commencement ceremony. So school is officially out, but the sports continue here on Memorial Day on this Monday afternoon. Let's take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we've got the first pitch. Hatchet Baseball today on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Jake's Lawn Care in Washington is ready to take the hassle out of keeping up the yard this summer. Save your time and invest in a proven service that's here every week to make sure you keep up with the Joneses and have the best yard in the neighborhood. From mowing to trimming to cleaning up after the job, Jake's Lawn Service takes pride in each lawn they do. Call Jake Bedwell for an estimate at 812-486-9258. That's 812-486-9258. Good luck, Hatchets, in the baseball sectional. From Jake's Lawn Care in Washington.
Hi, I'm Annalie Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Annalie today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970. 73.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin from Idley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just our slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority at Idley Mortuary. We are proud to announce we will soon have two locations to serve you. When we open our new location, Idley Mortuary North Chapel at the corner of Viola and 57 North, we will be having an open house. We will still serve you at our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Idley Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Daviess County.
Hatchet Baseball today on WAMW brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. By McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Apply to join the team today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated in downtown Washington. And by the Washington Chrysler Center. They are your five-star dealer with the Chrysler Pacific incredible sales event going on now. Take one home for summer vacations. The Chrysler Pacifica is the only way to travel. Both teams have finished warm-ups. The head coaches had a conference at home plate with our three umpires for today's game. And we're moments away from the first pitch here at Vincennes with the Hatchets and Vincennes Alices in semifinal game number two. The flag in dead center blowing towards left. It's a hitter's ballpark today, isn't it, bro?
Well, yeah, anything to left field is going to carry. I'm not sure about right field, but if you hit one to left center, that should carry quite a while.
Hatchets will be in the field to start things off as Vincennes gets first bats here today. The visitors on the scoreboard. Game one this afternoon, if you missed it, went to Gibson Southern. 7-4 was the final. It was a thriller, a little controversy. It had all the elements expected in postseason baseball.
A good game, and the best part about it, I thought, was that both crowds were really into the game.
Yes.
So it made for an exciting atmosphere.
And again, Gibson Southern holds on to advance. They beat Princeton 7-4, so they will have the champion. Part of me wanted to play game one. You know, it gives that first team a little more time to rest this
afternoon. Right, especially in this heat. That may be a factor.
It's going to be a quick turnaround for whoever wins this one, especially with the late start here in game number two.
Also, I'll tell you another thing that's been my experience in sports was if someone gets an emotional win, like a walk-off in this game, it's so hard to recover from that excitement and get back down to business. And, you know, you turn around, oh, we got to play another one now? So that's really, really hard to do mentally for high school kids.
We have the starting lineups being introduced here by the PA announcer at Hill Field and Vincennes. They drug the field one more time. They put some water on it, but it just soaked it up so quick.
Yeah, you can't even tell they did that.
It's been crazy, this weather we've had as of late. Let's run down your starting lineups for the visitors. Vincennes, Lincoln Alice's. Batting first in right field, Bo Deckard. Batting second, the pitcher, Brody Ruggles. Batting third is the third baseman, Isaac Lane. In the cleanup spot, center fielder, Daniel Miller. Batting fifth, the catcher, Darren Veek. In the sixth spot, first baseman, Jalen Cardinal. Batting seventh, left fielder, Blake Mincy. The DH for Vincennes. Batting eighth, Dustin Allstott. He'll bat for second baseman, Ben Burson. And the ninth hitter in the lineup, the shortstop, Braden Sager. Vincennes 14-13 under head coach Tim Hutchison. They lost to Washington in the first meeting between these two teams by a score of 4-2. For the Hatchets, Grant Niehaus bats first and center. Jacob Mason bats second and right. Pitcher Billy Fleetwood will bat third. Cleanup hitter is Marcus Thorne out and left. Catcher Jaden Pendley bats fifth. First baseman Gage Latham is batting sixth. Third baseman Trey Reed will bat seventh. The Hatchet DH is Daniel Devine. He'll bat eighth in place of shortstop John Rook. And batting ninth is the second baseman Wes Edwards. The Hatchets are 15-12 under head coach Steve Reed. Washington advanced to the semifinal with a 2-1 win over Pike Central here in Vincennes Wednesday afternoon. We'll take a quick one-minute timeout, and first pitch is next. You're listening to Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
The Washington Hatchet Baseball Booster Club is pulling for the Hatchets this week in the postseason tournament. From cleaning those uniforms all season to working in the concession stand and feeding the team, the Hatchet Baseball Boosters are actively involved to make sure the team has what they need on game day. Congratulations on a great season. Let's keep rolling, Hatchets. Best of luck in the tournament from the members of the Washington Hatchet Baseball Boosters.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You can save when you insure both your home and auto with Shelter. See me, John Gear, for details.
Welcome back here to Vincennes. Both teams have been introduced. The Hatchets take the field, and Steve Brothers, it's just about game time. A little later start than anticipated.
We've been here for a while.
We are going to get it on 2 o'clock instead of a 1 o'clock start that we had hoped for.
Well, that makes that 7 p.m. championship game seem fairly close.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, both teams, again, have been introduced, and we're ready for baseball today. Again, the winner moving on to the championship tonight.
Still announcing the lineups here, and we're just about ready to throw the first pitch.
Yes. Our Hatchet fans are ready. They're excited. Billy Fleetwood takes his warm-up tosses now.
We are sitting right behind home plate, so we can be very critical of the home plate umpire here.
Not that we ever are.
No, we wouldn't think
of
it.
We would never do that. Just a reminder, if the Hatchets advance, we'll be back here for the championship tonight. We will be back up in the press box because we'll have an open spot up there again for the championship tonight. But again, if you're just joining us, we're in the sun, ground level, right behind home plate for today's broadcast on a picnic table here at Hillfield in Vincennes. Vincennes got the nod to host this tournament. Just not quite the facilities to host.
How come you didn't bring your canopy?
Boy, I tell you, our Washington fans did, as they have a nice shade spot on their canopy under one whole row of bleachers over there.
Somebody had some foresight.
These guys have been to a few baseball games in their day. Game coverage brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. And Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Memorial Day sales event going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Final toss is over, and
let's
we're ready
ball.
To play ball. Left-hand hitter Bo Deckard will lead it off. He's the right fielder.
Left-handed hitter.
Well, I tell you what, when Billy's on, he's tough to touch. Let's see what he's got today. Fleetwood gets the sign, the first pitch. Missed. Ball one.
You know, that home plate umpire is a big guy. He's kind of blocking our view a little bit, yeah. So we can't be too critical.
There's a shot to right field, giving chase, making the catch. Left field, I should say, is Marcus Thorne. He dives for that for out number one. That
nice
was not
play.
An easy play. Thorne comes up with it, and that's the first out of the inning. So Deckard kind of it's similar to in softball, the slide. Trying to hit his way on, in other words. It was kind of a half swing. He wanted a shallow shot.
Poked it to left field.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And Marcus laid out and made that play on a nice dive there.
Another lefty at the plate for Vincennes, Brody Ruggles, the pitcher. He has a quick 2-0 count from Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood wasting no time. This one is a slow roller. Foul ball. Well, that was close.
Billy, right down the first baseline.
Billy grabbed it in foul territory.
Did the smart thing. As soon as it went into foul territory, he touched it to make sure it wouldn't roll back into fair territory.
Yep. Well, Fleetwood is a veteran, senior again. Fine baseball player. 2-1 pitch. This one hit foul and out of play down the left field line. Runs it to 2-2. Waiting on deck is Isaac Lane for the Alices.
Billy wasting no time on the mound out there.
No, it's quick action. 2-2 pitch. This one high in the air, center field, underneath it, Grant Niehaus, and he'll make the play for the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for the Alices.
Seven pitches and two out. We'll take that.
Isaac Lane will take his shot. First right-hand hitter Fleetwood will face. Third baseman, number 17, in the Alices green. He looks at the first one, a called strike. You can hear the wind picking up a bit in the background. We welcome that breeze on a hot Memorial Day. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, low 1-1.
As we mentioned, the wind is blowing out from right field to left field.
One ball, one strike. Fleetwood from the Fool Wine, gets a sign and delivers. Just missed. Called strike. One and two.
Delayed call there.
One ball, two strikes.
You had to think about it for a little while. Ooh,
and
a curveball.
Strike three. And Lane goes down looking, and that will end it for the Alices. One, two, three, nothing across. After half inning, it's Vincent's nothing. The Hatchets coming to bat. You're listening to the 3A Baseball Sectional on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchett Sports.
Your home for Hatchett Sports. Memories, 107.9 WAMWFM, Washington, a DLC media station.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Grant Niehaus leads it off for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the first, facing Brody Ruggles. Right-hander for the Alices. Ruggles gets the sign in the first pitch. It's a called strike. 0-1 to the leadoff man, Niehaus. Hatchets center fielder.
Grant, as we mentioned, is leading the Hatchets in hitting, batting 400.
That missed out to even at 1-1. We just want him on the base pads,
right,
bro. His speed is unmatchable.
He has 9 stolen bases this season in 23 games he played.
1-1 pitch, nipped the inside corner for strike two. 1-2 now to the leadoff man, Niehaus.
All of Grant's hits have been singles.
1-2. They say he went. A little half swing. Niehaus goes down swinging for out number one. So a different start than what we saw here Wednesday. See what Jacob Mason can do. He's the right fielder, left-hand hitter against the right-handed Ruggles.
Jacob batting 338. He has 25 hits. Left-handed batter.
Ruggles taking too much time, so Mason steps out. Baron Beek is the catcher behind the plate for Brody Ruggles. Isaac Lane at third. Braden Sagert short. Ben Burson at second. Jalen Cardinal over at first. Now the pitch to Mason is up for ball one. Left field, Blake Mincy. Center field, Daniel Miller. Bo Deckard is out and right.
Mason with 20 singles and 5 doubles this season.
No score so far. We're in the bottom of the first. Late start if you're just joining us. The first game was a barn burner here at Hillfield and Vincennes. Mason fouled that one back, so the count evens up at 1-1. Gibson Southern won that first game 7-4 over Princeton. The 1-1 pitch up for ball two, 2-1. Billy Fleetwood's waiting on deck. A 2-1 pitch. This one high in the air, fouled back and out of play. So it's 2-2 now to Jacob Mason. Had a nice Memorial Day ceremony at the Davies County Courthouse earlier this morning. A big salute to the American Legion of VFW for putting on the program today. The 2-2 pitch, that one again fouled back and out of play over our heads. We might get one here.
Maybe. Now. It's got to be straight up almost. Did you bring your net?
I didn't. A 2-2 pitch to Mason on the way. This one's going to be out of play. A little closer to us. So we'll stay at 2-2. Mason battling in there.
He's doing a good job of hanging in there. This will be pitch number 7.
A lot of umbrellas out today, and it's not because of rain. Straw hats, whatever you can to shield the shade. There's a hard hit ball in center field, but giving chase, and underneath it is Daniel Miller for out number 2.
That was a good at-bat, good battle by Jacob.
Just didn't get it to fall, second out of the inning. You know, Coach talked about that in the Wednesday game. We're popping a lot of them out.
Yes, we are.
We must lead the past several year Hatchet teams in flyouts.
We do that a lot.
And this team's strength is their speed. That's what's such a killer.
Got to hit some balls on the ground.
That leaves it up to Billy Fleetwood with 2 out, nobody on. Fleetwood swinging away at the first pitch.
Another fly ball.
In the air. Shallow right field. Bo Deckard underneath it. And the Hatchets go down in order in the first. 1-2-3, nothing across. We played a full inning on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington and Vincennes scoreless. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
The Memorial Day sales event is going on now through May 31st at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save big on the all-new Chrysler Pacificas during the incredible Chrysler Pacifica sale. Up to $4,250 in rebates with new 2018 starting as low as $32,520. These are perfect for the summer family vacation. Seat up to 8 adults with floorboard storage and stow-and-go seating. Savings like never before. But hurry, sale ends May 31st. See the sales team today at Washington Chrysler or check the inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
4, 5, and 6 coming to the plate for the Alices in the top of the second. Daniel Miller, Baron Veek, and Jalen Cardinal will get their shot at senior Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood retired the Alices in order in the top of the first.
No base runners yet in this game.
Out left is Marcus Thorne. Center fielder Grant Niehaus. Over in right, Jacob Mason. Trey Reeds at third. John Rook at short. Wes Edwards at second. Gage Latham at first. Jaden Penley behind the plate. Billy Fleetwood working the hill. And he delivers to the left-handed Miller for a called strike. 3 lefties out of 4 in this lineup so far for Vincennes. This one hits sharply into center field, and it's going to be trouble. It falls in the gap, and a leadoff double for Daniel Miller. First base runner of the game for Vincennes.
Well, that was a nice, solid hit in left center field. Neither one of our guys had any chance, Niehaus or Thorne, had any chance to get to it.
Nope, just a well-placed ball right in the gap. It looked like Niehaus may have been shading him a little towards right.
Yeah.
But it was close to the warning track there. Well-hit ball. A leadoff double. Outside for ball 1 to Baron Veek, the catcher.
Well, in a sectional game like this, we said this one's going to be tight, so every base runner is critical.
1-0 to Baron Veek. There's the bunt. It's a beauty. There's no play anywhere. Everybody's safe.
Well, that was down the third baseline, and Billy Fleetwood got it and really had no chance. His first look was to third base, and he had no chance there. And by the time he rolled around to first base, there was no chance there either. So I doubt if he would have been able to get him at first had he looked there initially.
Runners at the corners. Nobody out for Jalen Cardinal, the big first baseman for Vincennes.
Interesting to see what Coach Hutchinson's going to do in this situation with nobody out.
Swung on a miss, strike 1. Yeah, there really was no play on that. That's a bunt single for Veek. He laid that down beautifully, yep. Right down the line.
You got your number 6 hitter, first and third, nobody out. There's all kinds of options here.
0-1, just missed outside, even it at 1-1. Trey Reed playing in on the grass at third. Gage Latham checking the runner at first. From the stretch, Fleetwood delivers. That's the inside corner for strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes now for Jalen Cardinal. Runner third, Daniel Miller over at first, Baron Veek. The 1-2.
Just a bit outside.
Just missed. Evens it to 2-2 now. That was close.
Yeah, I know it was.
The 2-2. There's strike three. That's got him looking.
Beautiful pitch.
Cardinal goes down for out number one.
That was, it looked like a curveball.
Yeah, he laid that one in beautifully.
Yeah.
Blake Mincy takes a shot now, the left fielder.
Left fielder, Blake Mincy.
First and third now with one out. Coach Hutchinson may be sending the runner here.
Runner has stayed so far. The pitch. Popped out right to the second baseman for out number two. That's another half swing. Kind of trying to loop one in there and didn't get enough on it. Right to the second baseman, Edwards. So two out, runner still at the corners, and here's Dustin Allstott, the DH.
If the Hatchets could get out of this, that would be huge. First and third, nobody out, and get out of it.
DH Allstott, the runner.
Steps off. He's in the hot box here, and there it is.
And that was a design play that worked to perfection. A little trickery from Vincennes, and it pays off as the runner intentionally takes off ahead of time.
The old pickle steal, as it used to be called in the old days.
And that allows the runner from third to score at home.
Well, Billy Fleetwood did the right thing. He stepped off the rubber, did not balk. But then perhaps he may have thrown to the middle infielder too soon. As soon as he threw it, the base runner on third went to home.
So you fake the throw and try to pick him at third, huh?
To run toward the base runner and run him back to first base.
Chopped over to third. Reed fields it, tosses to first, and that will do it for the Alices. But a little trickery gets the first run in on the, what'd you call it, the pickle?
The old pickle steal.
The pickle steal. Two hits, one run, no errors, one left on, an inning and a half in. It's Vincennes 1, the Hatchets nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the Blue Raspberry, Cherry Limeade, or Tropic Twist today. At participating McDonald's.
And I hate to see a run come across like that. And I'm old school baseball, I guess, bro.
Well, it was first and third with two out and the number eight hitter up. You kind of smelled something was going to happen. And Coach Hutchinson elected to try the old pickle steal where the base runner just takes off. Like we said, Billy did exactly the right thing by stepping off the rubber first. Had he not done that, it would have been a balk and the runner would have scored. But as soon as he threw it to the middle infielder, I forget whether it was second baseman or shortstop, the base runner scored easily from third base.
That's how we stand right now, 1-0. The Hatchets have a chance to get us back. Marcus Thorne, Jaden Pendley, Gage Latham coming to bat. And Thorne's hit by the pitch.
Well,
Thorne takes to first base.
That may have hit his hands on the bat.
So Marcus Thorne's on first. Jaden Pendley will bat next.
Lincoln crowd wanting a foul ball called on that.
Pendley will try his luck, the catcher, the number five spot.
Well,
first runner on here with Thorne.
We may see a sacrifice bunt here because every advancement of a base runner is valuable.
Vincent's certainly anticipating that as their third baseman is halfway to home plate right now. Well in on the grass. And all he's got to do, and Jaden's very capable of doing this, loop one right over him.
Well, Jaden's batting 316. Gage Latham is on deck, batting 338.
1-0, and there's a called strike. Evens it up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at first, Marcus Thorne. We're in the bottom of the second. Vincennes leading 1-0. Ruggles checks the runner at first. Thorne back in safely. And I'm telling you, that third baseman.
Yeah, he's anticipating bunt.
He is halfway down the line. There's another snap throw over. Thorne back in. They're keeping Marcus in check over there.
Well, Coach Reed may elect to go with the stolen base and not give up the out.
I don't think he's going to have Penley bunt.
Doesn't look like it,
does
it?
I'd hate to see you take the bat out of his hands. 2-1 to Penley. Penley's got a powerful swing.
Yeah, he has 7 doubles for the season.
2 balls, 1 strike. Runner is going. Penley fouls it off.
Looks like Marcus got a nice jump there.
He did.
2-2 now.
Waiting on deck is Gage Latham, Hatchett senior, first baseman. But at the plate right now with a 2-2 count is the catcher, Jaden Penley. Hatchett's need a run back. They trail 1-0. Thorne again checked over at first, and he slides back in safely.
Well, they're very aware of the possibility of the stolen base here.
Today's game coverage brought to you by WTHI, TV10, and Terre Haute, and the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now open on State Street in Washington. Foul back again to the backstop. We'll stay at 2-2. The bottom kind of dropped out of that one.
I was glad
Penley got a hold of it. It's a nice pitch there by Ruggles. 2 hits for Vincennes. The Hatchet's still looking for their first hit here.
Penley has 15 RBIs for the season.
A 2-2 pitch. This one hits sharply in left field. It's going to be trouble. Send him. It's gone.
Wow.
That's a 2-run shot by Jaden Penley. And the Hatchets, just like that, take a 2-1 lead. I didn't think it was dropping.
Well, the wind maybe helped that a little bit. It was a line shot.
Wow.
And it looked like surely it was going to be a double. But no, I don't think anybody in the ballpark thought it was going to be a home run.
He got all of it. And, again, the wind is blowing towards left, and it was right over the 310 mark in left field. And, as I said, I didn't think Coach was bunting him. You don't bunt a stick like that.
Good idea that he did not bunt.
He ripped it for a 2-run shot, and the Hatchets regained the lead 2-1 on our A&R Home Center scoreboard on the big long ball from Jaden Penley.
That ball got out of here in a hurry.
It really did. It was going to be close. It looked like it might even hit off the top of the fence, but it just cleared it.
Yep.
Latham bats next, and that's a called strike. 0-1 to the senior, Gage Latham.
As we said, Gage is batting 338.
Outside to even it at 1-1.
He leads the team in walks with 14 and also leading the team in on-base percentage at 506.
That missed low and out for ball two. Well, Gage is a big boy up the plate. There's no doubt about it. He's a senior, and he doesn't get to see a lot of good pitches. That last game against Pike Central, they walked him in the first two at-bats. It's high for ball three, and he watched 8 straight balls.
Yeah, he's not afraid to take a ball or walk. That's for sure.
3-1 to Gage Latham with Trey Reed waiting on deck. From the full wine, Ruggles delivers. This one chopped foul down the third baseline. Runs it full to 3-2.
I just can't believe that ball got out of here. It was so quick.
It was a line shot.
Yeah.
This one high in the air, right field. Bo Deckard gives chase. He's underneath it. And makes the catch for the first out. So Latham flies to right for out number one. Here comes the freshman, Trey Reed. Trey, third baseman today for the Hatchets.
Third baseman.
Trying to get something started after 2 runs come in on the Jaden Penley home run. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for Vincennes. 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors for the Hatchets. Ruggles jams him. It's a foul ball.
Trey batting 314 for the season. He has 13 singles, 2 doubles, and a triple.
Not only good pitcher, but good at the plate, too. He can put the ball in play. The 0-1, that's low and out. Evens it at 1-1. Sun beating down right in the hottest part of the day on Memorial Day. That's out for ball two, 2-1.
Dwayne, the last time I saw you sweat this much was at the altar at your wedding on your wedding day.
I did there too, yes.
You were really sweating up a storm up there. Had to get the hanky out, as I recall.
2-1 the count. Foul back. Evens it up at 2-2 now.
Were you nervous?
No.
No?
No. But I'm getting hanky out today again. 2-2 pitch to the freshman Reed. That one hit center field, giving chase underneath it. Daniel Miller, he's got room and makes the catch for out number two.
That's the only wedding I've been to, Dwayne, where the grandpa threatened the groom to be nice to...
Do you blame him?
Well, to be nice to his granddaughter or else.
Do you blame him? No.
That was during the wedding.
Knowing me as you know me, do you blame him?
I'm glad he did that.
Two out now for Daniel Devine, the Hatch DH. Eighth hit in the lineup. Looks to bunt. Lays one down foul. Foul ball, strike one to Daniel Devine. Today's game coverage brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington, and McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer at Washington. 0-1 pitch to the senior Devine. Called strike.
A little outside. 0-2. What do you think? A little outside?
Fastball. Apparently nipped the outside corner. 0-2 pitch to Devine. That's well out. Tried to get him to chase one. 1-2. Boy, Ruggles does have some junk. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that ball curved a lot.
Yeah, it did. 1-2 pitch. On the way. Another one in the dirt for ball two.
Trying desperately to get Daniel to chase that low outside pitch.
It starts right down the gut, and then it breaks right towards the end. 2-2 to the DH, Daniel Devine.
And he did chase
it. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll do it for the Hatchets, but not after two runs come in on one big hit. No errors, nobody left on. Two full innings in the book here at Hillfield and Vincennes. It's Washington 2, Vincennes 1. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Warmer temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, whether you're driving long distance or just tooling around town. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. That is why it's more important than ever to use top quality fuel in your vehicle. Top quality fuel is cleaner burning, offers a higher octane, and provides you with better fuel economy. Visit either one of our convenient locations, West Walnut Street or Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South in Washington.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
9-1-2 coming to bat for Vincennes here in the top of the third. Braden Sager, Bo Deckard, and Brody Ruggles trying their luck against Billy Fleetwood. First pitch to Sager is swung on and hit in the air right field. Jacob Mason underneath it for the first out.
Well, that's the way you like it. One pitch, one out.
Absolutely, all day long. Top of the order coming up now. Bo Deckard fly to left his first time up.
23 pitches only for Billy Fleetwood right now.
2-1 in favor of the Hatchets. We're in the top of the third.
Another pitch.
Deckard hits that one sharply to short. John Rook knocks it down, doesn't make the play. He had to go to his left.
I would probably call that an error. Let's see what the official scorer does.
They do rule it an error.
Yeah. He had to go, like you said, he had to go a little bit to his left, but probably should have come up with it.
So one on, one out. Here's Brody Ruggles. Fly to center his first time up. Trying to help his own cause here, the pitcher for the Alleses. Looks at that up for ball one. Two runs in for the Hatchets. Again, if you missed it, Jaden Penley hit one out of here down the left field line. It's the only hit for the Hatchets. There's a called strike. Nip the outside corner. Evens it at 1-1.
Well, it looks like the umpire's giving that outside corner to the pitcher.
One ball, one strike. Swung on a miss for strike two. 1-2 the count now. Runner at first, Bo Deckard. It's one on and one out here in the top of the third for Vincennes. The 1-2 pitch. Missed up. Ball two. Good spot there. Tried to get him to chase one high and out. Two balls, two strikes. Runner going. That's high for ball three. The throw is not in time. And Bo Deckard slides in safely at second.
He got an excellent jump.
So now Deckard stands in scoring position. He represents the tying run. And Brody Ruggles has a 3-2 count. Payoff pitch on the way. Jammed him in for ball four. And Ruggles trots down to first with a one-out walk.
Dwayne, this may be one of those games where we're going to have several lead changes. As Vincennes is bouncing right back with two base runners here in the third inning.
Isaac Lane struck out looking his first time up. Gets a second chance here in the third. Swinging away at the first pitch. And it's going to drop in shallow center field for the single.
Well, the base runner Decker at second base had to hold up because he thought Niehaus may have had a shot at that. But Grant didn't get a really good jump on that and couldn't get to it.
So now they're loaded up for the cleanup hitter, Daniel Miller. He doubled and scored the only Vincennes run back in the second.
Perfect time for a 1-2-3 double play. What do you think?
That'd be nice. That'd be real nice. The infield is going to play in for Miller. And it's a slow roller. They get the runner at first. But it is enough to score one.
That was right down the first baseline. Billy Fleetwood came over and fielded it and had no choice but to just tag the base runner.
Unfortunate, as that will tie it all up for the Alleses. 2-2 now.
And we have runners on second and third.
And two outs for Baron Veek.
Curveball
strike.
That looked like it was going to hit him. Curved right over the plate.
0-1 to Baron Veek. He singled his first time up. Good stop there by Penley behind the plate as that was out to even it at 1-1. Fleetwood works quickly.
This is a big at-bat for Vincennes.
The 1-1 pitch. Missed low for ball two. 2-1. Another nice stop by Penley. Two balls, one strike, two out. One in for the Alleses here in the third. Late on that swing as he fouls it out of play. Evens it up at 2-2 now.
Veek singled his last time up.
That was that bunt single down the third baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch from the full wind. Fleetwood delivers. Outside for ball three. Tried to get him to chase one there.
Again, that curveball started right toward the middle of the plate and curved way outside.
And it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, and we work out of it.
Big strikeout.
Veek goes down swinging. The Alleses get one on one hit and one error, and they leave two runners. 2.5 in on the 8R Home Center scoreboard. It's Vincennes 2, Washington 2. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
The Hatchets send 9-1-2 to the plate here in the bottom half of the third. Wesa Edwards, Grant Niehaus, and Jacob Mason facing Brody Ruggles. A new ball game. It's all tied up at two apiece with Vincennes and Washington. We got a ball game, Steve Brothers.
This is everything we thought it would be so far. Tight. You know, every pitch really is critical.
And this is only the semifinals.
Yeah.
Championship coming up tonight between Gibson Southern and the winner of this game. 7 p.m. first pitch.
Well, you know, as we said before, both of these teams think they have a legitimate shot to win the whole thing. So this is going to be a real battle.
Wes Edwards leads off, the Hatchet second baseman. That's in the ninth spot, senior. Received his diploma back on Saturday. Now a high school graduate. Would like to add a sectional champion to that. First pitch to Edwards is low and out for ball one. Wes going to Anderson University next year. 1-0 count. Missed out for ball two, 2-0.
These guys are going all over the place to college, are they not?
Yeah, they are. Wes does a nice job of getting on base when he needs to. 2-0 the count. There's a strike.
378 on base percentage.
Two balls, one strike. Slow roller over to third. Fielded cleanly, but the throw is not a good throw. Gets away from him at first, and Edwards is on. Isaac Lane.
Okay, I suppose
it's going to be ruled an error, but I don't know on who. Hetch is hollering at his first baseman.
Probably on the third baseman since the throw was in the dirt.
It's an error nonetheless. Wes Edwards is on at first with nobody out for the top of the order, Grant Niehaus.
That wasn't a routine play. It was a slow roller.
Edwards had some wheels down the line, too. Had to make it quick and not in time. So now one on, nobody out for the top of the order, Grant Niehaus. Snap throw over, and Wes back in safely. Niehaus struck out his first time up. Today's game brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Kingpin Restaurant, State Street, Washington. Great food at the Kingpin Restaurant. They're open for lunch tomorrow. That one gets away from the catcher, and Edwards will trot down to second.
That have to be a wild pitch, I believe. It was low and outside, and the catcher wasn't able to get over there in time to knock it down.
1-0 to Grant Niehaus with the go-ahead run, standing in scoring position.
Ruggles was frustrated with himself on that pitch, showing a little emotion out there.
Ruggles gets the sign, checks the runner, no throw. Everybody back in safely.
Grant struck out his first time up.
Niehaus, right-hand hitter against the right-hand Ruggles. Ruggles very patient, taking his time out there. Now he delivers, and that's outside for ball two.
He looks a little troubled out there.
2-0 the count to Grant Niehaus. The next pitch. Right back at us. Why'd you move?
There is a net in between us. Sometimes there's a hole in the net, though. See it right there? Right there. They had to tie those holes in the net.
You did flinch on
I
that
did, I flinched.
Right back at us, 2-1 the count. When we say we're in on the action, we're in on the action. That's a called strike. 2-2 now to the leadoff man, Niehaus. Jacob Mason waiting on deck. And now Niehaus steps out. Right at second, really shaking him up a little bit. That's Wes Edwards. Paying a lot of attention to him out there. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three.
Curveball got him.
Curveball nipped the inside corner for the first out. As Niehaus goes down looking.
That was a good pitch.
Jacob Mason bats next. Mason fly to center his first time up. 0-for-1 at the plate today. The Hatchet right fielder.
That ball looked like it was almost going to hit him, and then at the very last minute, dove down right across the plate.
He's got a wicked curveball. Yeah. He really does. If you're just joining us, it's 2-2. We're in the bottom of the third. Washington and Vincennes all tied up. One out, one on for Jacob Mason. Swinging at the first pitch, fouled this one out of play. 0-1 count.
No chance on the left side. Still only one out. Runner on second.
Billy Fleetwood is waiting on deck. Wes Edwards reached on the air to lead off the inning. He stands in scoring position now. He represents the go-ahead for the Hatchets. Mason looks at that low and in for ball one. Great crowd on hand for Memorial Day today to root on the Hatchets. Off to our right. Same goes for the home crowd today for the Vincennes Alices. 1-1 pitch. This one hits sharply in right field. It's got him burned. It's extra bases for Mason. It should score one. Mason rounds first. He's heading for second. And stepping on home plate is Wes Edwards. The Hatchets regain the lead. 3-2. Big knock there by the sophomore, Jacob Mason.
That was a nice, solid double. Like you said, burned the right fielder. Had no chance. A nice RBI double by Jacob Mason.
So one in, one on, one out. Billy Fleetwood at the plate trying to help his own. The Hatchets now lead 3-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Well, neither team really feeling sorry for themselves. Once they get down a run, they come right back at you.
Oh, Fleetwood shows bunt, pulls back for ball one. I like that idea. Nobody expecting him to bunt.
No. Number three hitter. Three home runs, as we said. He has 2 triples, 4 doubles, 18 singles.
1-0 to Fleetwood. Hello again for ball two. 2-0. I doubt they're going to give him too much to play with, bro.
Well, he needs to hit a fly ball out to left field because that might carry over the fence.
2-0 to Fleetwood with Marcus Thorne on deck. Pitcher Ruggles steps off, and now the catcher Veek is going to go out and talk to his pitcher.
Yeah, first base is open, so they may not want to give Billy anything really too good to hit.
Today's game brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872, and by Pepsi Beverages Company. Pepsi Beverages, the official soft drink of the Hatchets. A 2-0 count.
Going, look for that curveball that starts out across the plate and goes outside.
Senior Billy Fleetwood at the plate. Number three hitter in the lineup. That's outside again for ball three.
Yep. Billy didn't go for it.
3-0 now.
They might as well just walk him intentionally.
Coach Reed, no. Coach Reed gives him the go-ahead. He's got a green light, I believe, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does.
That's a called strike. Good take, though.
Well, Billy was,
that
you know.
Pitch, you know, it was right at the knees. If you do swing at that, you're probably going to ground it out.
Right, yeah.
3-1. Low for ball four. Fleetwood trots down to first. Two on now, one out for Marcus Thorne. Thorne hit by a pitch, scored back in the second. That's going to bring Coach Hutchison out to the mound to talk to his infield.
Well, Marcus is batting .357 with a .500 on-base percentage. So this is a spot in the game where we need to score a couple runs, a couple more runs. Marcus has 13 singles, 5 doubles, and 2 triples. He's only struck out 8 times this season.
Runner at second is Jacob Mason. Hit that big double to score Edwards. Over at first, Billy Fleetwood. He walked. And at the plate, cleanup hitter Marcus Thorne. One already in for the Hatchets. They lead 3-2. We're in the bottom of the third. In the 3A sectional semifinals, high school baseball. Conference is over. We're ready to resume play.
Time's called
time
by
is
Marcus.
Called. Ruggles taking a lot of time out there.
Of course, the Alice is looking for that double play ball.
Now Ruggles is set. Delivers. Missed up and out for ball one. Brody Ruggles in a bit of trouble here in the third. 1-0 count to the cleanup man, Marcus Thorne. That one jammed him. Slow roller. Foul down the third baseline. Evens it up at 1-1. Jaden Penley's waiting on deck.
55 pitches for Ruggles. In this heat, you know, you might not be able to throw 100 pitches.
Yeah, it's very true. 1-1 count to Thorne. The next pitch missed in for ball two, 2-1.
He was going for that curveball that starts out at the batter and drops in, but they didn't quite hit the inside corner that time.
Two balls, one strike. Next pitch, missed out for ball three. 3-1 now to Thorne.
This is a big pitch
it's
right here.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. He's got to come in. Let's see if Marcus can take advantage of it. Still with only one out. 3-2 lead for Washington here in the top or the bottom of the third.
Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Fouled.
Fastball. Marcus couldn't quite catch up with it.
3-2 now.
Okay, now will Coach Reed start the runners here? As we mentioned, Thorne has only struck out 8 times this season, so he's not a big strikeout guy. So 3-2-1 out. He may start the base runners.
Payoff pitch coming to Marcus Thorne. Up for ball four.
Runners did not go, and he walked.
Thorne steps down to first. That jams him up for Jaden Penley.
We'll take another one of those, won't we? Another home run?
This is so critical, though, bro. I've seen it so many times. After a home run, you step in, you want to do it again, and you swing for the fence.
Also,
I don't think Penley will do that, but it's always a true testament to see what happens here.
Well, we mentioned before the game that when Washington loses a game, it's maybe because they didn't get the timely hit. That's a ball.
1-0 to Penley.
And this is the definition of a timely hit right here with the bases loaded.
Penley homered back in the second to plate the first two runs for the Hatchets. There's a called strike, nip the outside corner, even set at 1-1. It's not an easy pitch to hit, that's for sure. 1-1 from the full wind. Ruggles delivers. This one hits sharply up the middle. It's through. There's that big hit. It's going to score two. As here comes Billy Fleetwood around third. He's in home. And two more across for the Hatchets on a big RBI single, two RBI single for Jaden Penley.
That was huge. That's exactly what the doctor ordered right there.
Penley accounts for three of the Hatchet 5 runs today. Nice job by the Hatchet junior.
You know, Billy Fleetwood did not slide into home, and that play was maybe just a bit closer than what it should have been as the catcher tried to swipe him from behind and almost got him. But it's a base hit.
Five runs, three hits for the Hatchets now. Gage Latham at the plate. Looks at that low for ball one. 1-0 the count. We got a score from the Class A semifinals. Bar Eve now leading 9-5 over North Davies. That's a seesaw battle there against the Cougars and the Vikings. The 1-0 pitch. There's a snap throw to second. And he's back in safely. Alice fans wanted that one. The runner out at second is Marcus Thorne. Barely dove back in safely out there.
We need to get the replay camera on that one. That was pretty tight.
Gage Latham at the plate. Fly to right his first time up. 0 for 1 today. The pitch is a called strike. Evens it at 1-1. Jaden Penley's at first. Marcus Thorne running out at second. Three runs in for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the third. They're up 5-2 over Vincennes on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The 1-1 pitch. Caught the outside corner, strike two. That is a...
That's a nice pitch right there.
It is. I mean, it's a wicked curveball. It's coming right at you, and then it curves and nips that outside corner. Breaks right when it comes to the plate. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Ruggles. Swung on, fouled out of play. We'll stay at 1-2. Trey Reed waiting on deck for the Hatchets. Washington played it 2 in the second, 3 more here in the third. The Alices had 1 run in the second, 1 in the third.
Penley has really come through for Washington.
Yeah.
3 big RBIs, 4 big RBIs.
Snap throw again. And this time he was actually nailed, but the shortstop did not hang on to the baseball. We caught a break on that one. I think he was dead to water on that one.
Marcus better take a little easy out there.
The 1-2 pitch, now Latham steps out. Ruggles really taking it. You know, we got two different schools when it comes to pitching here today.
He's in no hurry.
Fleetwood is bang, 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 and Ruggles a lot of time between each pitch. Comes the 1-2 to Latham. That missed outside, 2-2. Today's game brought to you by the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. Tim Dant, big baseball fan, proud to support the Hatchets. Also by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. 2-2 pitch to Gage Latham. On the way, runners going. Outside for ball three. The throw is at second, not in time. Gets away from the second baseman. Now the play at the plate. Not in time, and Marcus Thorne is in safely. How about that?
Well, that Jayden was a bang-bang play at home plate.
And the Alice fans want the out, but the catcher did not hold on to the ball. The ball was loose. 6-2 in favor of the Hatchets. Interesting chain of events. We'll recap for a moment. The catcher chose to try to throw the runner out at second.
Yeah. Oftentimes, it's tough to get that lead runner, and people forget about the trail runner. So maybe Coach Hutchinson has trained them to try to get the trail runner on a double steal like that. But the throw was into center field almost, into the grass back there, and
still made it a close play at the plate.
Yeah, so close.
But Thorne slid in safely. Now a 3-2 count to Latham, and he fouls it back. We'll stay at 3-2. Latham's had a big at-bat here.
Big turn of events here as there's base runners flying all over the place here.
4 runs in for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the third. They lead 6-2, and the catcher still having some issues after that play at the plate.
Might have gotten spiked in the hand by Marcus. He's struggling a little bit.
Trainer comes over to take a look at the situation.
That was a bang bang play for sure.
Again, 9-5 is the score. Bar Eve and North Davies in a seesaw battle right now. Bar Eve leading. That's the Class A sectional semifinals at Lagodi.
Dwayne, it looks like
that's still the bottom of the third. That score
looks like they're going to have to take him out.
A new catcher is going to come in for Vincennes. That's going to stop play for a moment. We'll take a timeout. Again, when we come back, at the plate. Gage Latham with a 3-2 count. The Hatchets leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 6-2. We're in the bottom of the third. We'll return in 1 minute on WAMW.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event, happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
The Washington Hatchet Baseball Booster Club is pulling for the Hatchets this week in the postseason tournament. From cleaning those uniforms all season to working in the concession stand and feeding the team, the Hatchet Baseball Boosters are actively involved to make sure the team has what they need on game day. Congratulations on a great season. Let's keep rolling, Hatchets. Best of luck in the tournament from the members of the Washington Hatchet Baseball Boosters.
We are back at Vincennes with the Hatchets leading the Alices 6-2, scoring four runs here in the third inning. And the inning is not over with, as the catcher, Baron Veek, was injured on that play at the plate. He's being replaced by the center fielder, Daniel Miller. And he had to take a few warm-up catches. Late, still up, and he hits a pop fly to the pitcher.
The pitcher makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Well, there's a player on the field that's got the wrong number on the official roster.
Now batting third base.
It's number I don't know.
It looks like number five now is out there. Number five in center field.
Yeah, the right fielder went over to center. At the plate is Trey Reed, and it's a called strike.
Well, we know the center fielder came in to catch, Daniel Miller.
Two outs. Yeah, Torrance Gillis came in to play right field. Outside for ball one. One and one the count.
The important thing is the Hatches have plated four runners in this bottom of the third inning.
Next pitch to Reed inside. Nope, caught the inside corner for strike two.
There's still a runner on third base.
Coach Reed had a little question about that. I would, too, on that. 1-2. Little looper over in right field. And the new man comes in. Torrance Gillis makes the catch. See, he's wearing number 11.
Then there's no
11. Not officially listed on the roster, but.
Well, the Hatches do score four runs.
The catch is made out and right. And that'll do it. Four runs on two hits, one error, one left on. Three complete innings now in the books on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 6, Vincennes 2. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you, who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate, who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the blue raspberry, cherry limeade, or tropic twist today at participating McDonald's.
Jalen Cardinal leading it off for the Alices here in the top of the fourth. Looks at the first pitch low and in for ball one. Hatchets have a little cushion now. They lead 6-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Still got a lot of game left, though.
This game is far from over.
Line foul down the third base line.
Like we said, both teams have done a nice job of bouncing back after losing the lead.
1-1 to Jalen Cardinal. Swung on a miss, strike two. Nice pitch there by Fleetwood. Cardinal's a big right-hander. What do you think? He's got to be 6'5".
He looks pretty tall out there. Big strike zone.
From the full wind, Fleetwood delivers. Strike three.
Right down the middle.
Cardinal goes down looking for out number one.
That was a fastball right down the middle.
Up next is Blake Mincy. Mincy popped a second his first time up.
That's a strike on the outside corner. No balls and a strike to Mincy. Outside ball one.
1-1 the count. To the left fielder, Blake Mincy. Right back at us. Boy, that was coming quick at us. 1-2 now.
I tried not to flinch too bad on that one.
Didn't on that one. I might have on that one. 1-2 with one out, nobody on. Top of the fourth. This one hits sharply in left field. Underneath to make the catch is Marcus Thorne for the second out of the inning. Well, Mincy hit it hard, but right to Thorne.
Well, Billy Fleetwood's only thrown 47 pitches here in the fourth inning.
The designated hitter, Dustin Allston.
Ball one, outside and low. Two, Dustin Allstott.
There's a strike. Evens it up at 1-1.
Wind's still blowing out toward left field. As we've had, it's been varying winds today.
Foul back. 1-2.
Most of the time, though, 90% of the time, that flag's been blowing toward left.
One ball, two strikes. Two out. This one chopped over to short. Well, third baseman Trey Reed tried to come up with it.
Well, that was a slow roller. I doubted if the shortstop Rook could have gotten him out. So Trey, the third baseman's always supposed to go over and get anything he can get.
They're
probably
going to
call that.
Nope.
Oh, that's an error.
Error.
Well, that would be on Trey Reed. It was a fairly slow roller.
Tough play. The error is the ruling. So two out, one on. Second air of the game for the Hatchets. The pitch inside to the number nine hitter, Braden Sager, for ball one. 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. 6-2 in favor of the Hatchets. A bunt. That's foul down the third baseline.
That was a surprise to everybody.
Yes, it was. Nice job by Pinley. You know, again, you got to be alert. And you got to grab that ball while it's in foul territory because it's a grass infield but a dirt baseline.
Yep.
So that ball can hit off that grass and very easily roll back into fair territory.
Yep. As soon as it goes foul, you got to touch it immediately.
1-1 count to Braden Sager with Dustin Allstott, the runner at first. Two out. Ooh, that was
just
a strike.
Just inside.
That was a strike just one half inning earlier.
He almost called it.
1-2 the count. Or 2-1, I'm sorry, 2-1. They changed the scoreboard, too. They added a strike up there, too. The 2-1, foul tip. Runner should go back.
I think that was just in the dirt, Dwayne. He's not calling it a foul tip.
I thought he might have tipped
it. I thought he did, too. But it was bouncing the dirt, and they swung and missed at it, and so that is a stolen base.
The runners now at second with two out. Braden Sager's at the plate with a 2-2 count. Yeah, apparently was it tipped, or Pinley would have questioned it too. A 2-2 pitch from Fleetwood. On the way, outside for ball three. Well, he reared back for that one.
Yeah, he wanted
a bit
to throw
of an
that
overthrow.
One. That was way outside, but he did reach back for a little something extra on that one.
3-2 pitch. Swung on. It's in foul territory. Gage Latham makes the catch, and the Hatchets get out of it. No runs, no hits. One error, one left on. 3.5 in the books. We move to the bottom of the fourth. The Hatchets leading 6-2. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Jake's Lawn Care in Washington is ready to take the hassle out of keeping up the yard this summer. Save your time and invest in a proven service that's here every week to make sure you keep up with the Joneses and have the best yard in the neighborhood. From mowing to trimming to cleaning up after the job, Jake's Lawn Service takes pride in each lawn they do. Call Jake Bedwell for an estimate at 812-486-9258. That's 812-486-9258. Good luck, Hatchets, in the baseball sectional. From Jake's Lawn Care in Washington.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Welcome back here to Vincennes. We move to the bottom of the fourth. It's Washington 6, Vincennes 2. A new pitcher coming on for the Alices. Ben Burson, he was the second baseman, stays in to take over the pitching duties now. So we assume that the pitcher, Ruggles, will stay on to play second. He's not back out there yet.
Well, he had 73 pitches, allowing 6 runs, so probably time for a new look.
Yep, he's out there.
Second base.
So second and pitcher change duties. 8-9-1 coming to the plate for the Hatchets here in the bottom of the fourth. Daniel Devine gets his first look at the new pitcher, Ben Burson. Actually, Ruggles will play shortstop. Braden Sager will move over to second.
Well, hey, let's get some more runs.
6-2. If you're just joining us, Hatchets have the 4-run lead. First pitch caught the outside corner for strike one. Daniel Devine, Hatchet DH, struck out his first time up. 0-1 count against Burson. Swung and fouled this one back. Runs it to 0-2. Hatchet's played it 2 runs in the second, 4 big runs in the third. The 0-2 pitch, this one high in the air, stay on the infield. Braden Sager's underneath it, makes the catch for out number one. Big bat today for Jaden Penley. He has homered and had a big 2-run single. Accounts for 3 of the Hatchet 6 runs.
Well, Dwayne, once again, 7 of Washington's 10 outs have been on fly balls.
Wes Edwards up next. Reached on an error and scored his last time up. Looks at that low and in for ball one.
Got to level out some of those hits. What do you think?
Absolutely. Game coverage today brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent. For auto, home, life insurance, count on Kyle Cornelius. Highway 57 South in Washington.
There's the first ground ball out.
Grounded to short. West gave it all he had. Long stride there at the end, but the throw in time for the second out. So two up, two down for the Hatchets here in the fourth. Top of the order, Grant Niehaus stepping in next. Niehaus has struck out both plate appearances so far. Gets his first look here at Burson. Lined foul down the first baseline. I want to thank Coach Browning for providing the stats today. Man, that boy's got, he's on top of it, isn't he?
We've got, they don't have their shoe sizes on here.
No, but we know exactly what time they were born at Daviess Community Hospital. The 0-1 pitch. There's a strike two. 0-2.
Yeah, he's got everything on here.
No balls, two strikes. Two down here in the hatchet fourth. Missed outside. 1-2. Today's game coverage brought to you by the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. 1-2 pitch.
Just got a piece.
Niehaus hangs on. Foul back to the backstop.
See, what worries me about this backstop, Dwayne, is the fact that they have tied these holes here. Meaning that they at one time broke through. So that worries me a little bit. Low and outside, ball two.
2-2. Man, they got a slugfest going on in the Bar Eve game. This one high in the air, center field. Shallow center. Sager gives chase. The second baseman goes out to make the catch. And the hatchets go down in order. Four complete here. 6-2 in favor of Washington. 11-8 right now. Bar Eve leading North Davies at Lagodi. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on WAMW.
Your number one hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
The Jeep Celebration Sales Event is in full swing at the Washington Chrysler Center. Unbelievable savings up to $3,500 off on the newly redesigned 2019 Jeep Cherokee. Get a new Jeep Cherokee Latitude starting at only $24,685 and see the big selection of Jeep Wranglers on the lot priced as low as $32,343. This Jeep Celebration Sales Event will end soon. Don't miss out on huge savings now with Jeep Cherokees and Wranglers at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Your home for Hatchet Sports. Memories, 107.9 WAMWFM, Washington, a DLC media station.
6-2 our score. We're moving to the top of the fifth here in Vincennes with the Hatchets holding on to a four-run lead. Top of the order batting for Vincennes. Center fielder Bo Deckard lead it off. He's flied out and reached on an air. Scored one of the two runs for Vincennes. Swinging at the first pitch. This is a little looper, and it's good for a leadoff single. Trey Reed kind of playing in on Deckard, and he looped it over his head. Shortstop John Rook tried to chase it down, but no luck.
Well, the Owls need a big inning here, and that's the perfect way to start it with a base hit.
It wasn't hit hard, but it was hit where it needed to be, right in the gap. So a leadoff single. Brody Ruggles bats next.
He flied to the center his first time up and walked his second time up.
Left-handed
batter.
The pitch almost out of play, but it stayed in. See, those swings are not real strong swings.
No.
They're just looking for...
Looks like a defensive swing.
They're looking for just loop hits. I'm telling you, watch it.
Well, they need base runners desperately.
0-1. Now that one hit harder, and it's stopped by second baseman Edwards. The throw was in time.
Beautiful play.
That was excellent.
That looked like a base hit for sure going toward right field.
It was in the gap. Wes Edwards with a beautiful defensive stop there for out number one, 4-3.
That was so huge because base runners are so valuable at this point in the game, and so are outs. That was just a beautiful play.
So now at second is Bo Deckard, but one out for Isaac Lane. He's singled and struck out. Missed outside for ball one.
You know, at tournament time, coaches and fans, I might add, probably can't hardly help themselves to count how many outs to go. There's a base hit.
In the gap. The runner is going to stop.
Coach Hutchinson stopped him at the last minute, and boy, he had rounded third base such a wide round, and they almost got him out as he was heading back toward the bag. That was a bang-bang play at
close
third.
Close play. Very close play. Just in safely. Here in sectional action, we have three umpires on the field. You got first base, third base, and home plate. So.
Yeah, he was right on the play. Yeah.
Just,
good point.
Just missed getting him there.
Okay, now, first and third now with only one out.
Cleanup hitter Daniel Miller has doubled, grounded out, one for two at the plate.
Is it time for more trickery by the Alices as they did
slow
last time?
Ball
in this,
one.
In this, of course, the cleanup hitters.
I think that Coach Reed will might have talked to each of those involved last time to make sure it doesn't happen again. 1-0 pitch. Outside for ball two, 2-0.
Of course, when you're down by four runs, you might be a little reluctant to try it again. But he may steal because you have a left-handed batter up, and it'll be difficult for Penley to get a good throw down there.
2-0. This one hit over to first. And it's through. Just by. The throw to third is not
safe.
In time.
Wow.
Not in time.
Well,
so a single, one in, and two more in scoring position with one out for the Alices here in the fifth.
You had a feeling that Vincennes was not going to roll over because that's been the theme of this game. The team behind isn't giving up, and that was a ground ball between first and second that got out into right field.
That's two bang-bang plays over third, that though. There was a close shot at him
at
third.
Well, that was a nice throw by Mason, a nice strong throw, a little wide. And the base runner slid in safe. He actually overslid the bag and had to come back to it, but he was safe at third. So now Washington finds itself only up 6-3. There's still one out. Runners on second and third. The base runner Miller got the second base on the throw to third. So this is a huge, important part of this game.
Six hits for the Alices, only three for Washington, but the Hatchets have the advantage, 6-3. Torrance Gillis will bat now. The right fielder came on and replaced the Baron Veek, who was injured while catching. So this is Torrance Gillis' first plate appearance.
Well, he probably didn't feel like he was going to be in this situation.
Chopped it. Foul.
When the game started, he probably didn't realize he was going to be up at the plate at crunch time.
0-1. Today's game coverage brought to you by Headlines Beauty Salon. Kim, Danielle, and Susan proudly backing the Hatchets here today. Headlines Beauty Salon in downtown Washington. 0-1 to Torrance Gillis. The next pitch, foul back. Late swing, 0-2 now.
He's getting his cuts in, though.
No balls, two strikes. Jalen Cardinal waiting on deck.
He's not shying away from this pressure situation.
The 0-2 pitch.
And look at that.
Sharply,
that's in the gap.
And it drops in. One run in. The second runner will hold at third.
Well,
so we caught a break there.
I thought maybe that was going to score two.
6-4 now.
Coach Hutchinson held him at third with only one out.
Jalen Cardinal has struck out looking both times up today.
Well, this is a ball game, Dwayne. We knew it would be, and even with a 6-2 lead earlier, we weren't exactly sitting here comfortable. Well, now it's 6-4.
The Alices starting to hit Fleetwood here in the fifth. They have four hits. Ooh. Ball one.
Yeah, Cardinal has been called out on strikes twice.
That went apparently low. 1-0. Next pitch.
Inside.
Ball two. 2-0 with Blake Mincy waiting on deck. Double play would be nice right now, bro.
70 pitches by Billy.
Foul ball, 2-1.
like we said, a day with this heat, you're not sure how long a pitcher can last. He's over 70 now, so we'll see.
Two balls, one strike, one out, two on. Strike two.
Oh, beautiful pitch.
Yes, 2-2.
Curveball. And Cardinal has been called out two times in a row, so he's going to have to choke up here a little bit and just try to make some contact.
Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here from Fleetwood. This one hits sharply. Foul.
Foul. Ooh, not by much.
Foul ball down the third baseline. We'll that stay 2-2.
That was close.
Yeah, that was.
That might have scored a two.
A big thank you to the good Lord above, because that was nothing but trouble. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. We do have the three umpires on the field. That third base umpire's had more action than he bargained for today.
Yes, he did. He thought he was going to get a little time off.
He's had two close calls, and he was right on that, right on the line.
Yep.
It is foul, so we stay 2-2. Here's the next pitch to Cardinal.
Did he go around? How about an appeal? There's the appeal. Did he go around? No.
3-2.
Half swing. And the runner does go down to second base with the ball in the dirt.
Here comes the payoff pitch.
So we got second and third.
That
still only
tying run is out at second.
Yep. Still only one out.
Jalen Cardinal at the plate. 3-2 pitch from Fleetwood. Swung on and
big pitch.
And man, he dug back and he brought it.
That was some major heat, wasn't it?
If you could see that at home, I'd like to clock that one.
Major heat.
I'd say that was 80. That had to be 80.
Well, at least.
Good golly, Miss Molly. That was the heater.
Right down the middle, too, and Cardinal could not catch up with it. Blake Mincy now with two out.
Mincy bats next with two out. The pitch. Missed up for ball one. Mincy's flied out both times up, 0-2 at the plate today. Again, the tying run represented on second. That's Torrance Gillis. Over third, Daniel Miller. There's a strike. Boy, Billy is really, he's found his second wind. That ball's popping.
That's what we call in the business some adrenaline right now with the tying run on at second.
Working from the full line, the 1-1. This one hit left field. Underneath it to make the catch is Marcus Thorne. And the Hatchets work out of it. Two runs on four hits. No errors, two left on. Big stop there for Washington. We played 4.5 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Hatchets 6, Vincennes 4. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Warmer temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, whether you're driving long distance or just tooling around town. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. That is why it's more important than ever to use top quality fuel in your vehicle. Top quality fuel is cleaner burning, offers a higher octane, and provides you with better fuel economy. Visit either one of our convenient locations, West Walnut Street or Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South in Washington.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim? Tim Dent. You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dent.
Well, it doesn't get more American than this, does it?
Where's the apple pie?
That's exactly what I say. 6-4, great ball game on a hot, sunny Memorial Day. Nice breeze. Picnic table right behind home plate. Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. Glad to bring you Hatchet Baseball on WAMW FM Washington. We got a score update from Lagodi. Barrieve leading North Davies 13-8 now. 13-8, Barrieve on top there in the top of the fifth at Lagodi. Here it's 6-4. Washington holding on to a two-run lead. Hatchet's coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Worked out of a jam there in the top half of the inning. Washington has 6 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. The Alices have 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. 2, 3, and 4 coming to the plate Jacob Mason, Billy Fleetwood, and Marcus Thorne.
Well, here in the later innings, you might want to play a little bit more conservatively when you get people on base, because scoring one run is so huge. You know, the big difference between a two-run lead and a three-run lead. So we might see some sacrifice bunts and
there's a shot, a leadoff single for Jacob Mason. Mason, second pitch, finds the gap out in left field, and he's on first.
Two for three for Mason.
Nobody out. Here comes Billy Fleetwood.
Well, I wouldn't sacrifice bunt with Billy up, but you never know. Billy has flied to right field his first time up. And walk the second time.
Burson snaps over, and Mason's back in safely. Ben Burson, the relief pitcher for Vincennes, came on last inning. Trying to finish it out for the Alices here in the semifinals. He delivers low and in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Daniel Miller, to keep that in front of him. Mason stays on at first.
Yeah, plating just one run here would be big.
Hatchett's got two in the second, four in the third. Vincent's got one in the second, one in the third, two in the fifth. That's low for ball two, 2-0 now to Billy Fleetwood. Number three hitter in the lineup, Marcus Thorne waiting on deck, the cleanup man. Got the meat of the order coming up. 2-0 pitch on the way. Hit sharply down the third base line. The play is not in time. Almost a double play, but we'll rule it a fielder's choice. Fleetwood beat it by a step.
That was a bang-bang play at first. Boy, that was close.
First out of the inning as Mason trots back to the dugout on the fielder's choice. We're going to have a courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher, Billy Fleetwood. Marcus Thorne will be the hitter at the plate. Coming on to run is going to be Tyson Wright.
Okay, one out, runner on first.
Here we go, big bat for Marcus Thorne. He has been hit by a pitch and walk, but he scored both times he's been on.
And that last time was a bang-bang play at home.
Gets his first chance here against Burson. Snap throw over, and Tyson Wright's back in safely. 13-8, Barrie leading North Davies in the Ligoti Class A tournament. Here it's 6-4, Washington leading Vincennes in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Thorne, hit in the gap. That's going to drop for a one-out single.
Nice, solid single.
Both hits this inning have been right in the same spot, just right in front of the left fielder.
Just over the shortstop's head.
That's what the doctor ordered now. Two hits this inning, five overall for the Hatchets.
And guess who's up?
Jaden Penley.
Mr. Four RBIs.
Penley. Stepping in now to face Burson. Hit the home run back in the second. Left field. Looks at the first one. Called strike. Inside corner.
How about six RBIs? How does that sound?
Sounds good here. Wind picking up. Nice breeze.
Okay. Now's the time to hit a fly ball out to left field.
0-1. To the catcher, Penley. Snap throw out to second. Tyson Wright's back in safely. Today's game brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent. Seek the shield for auto, home, life, business insurance. John Gear, the caution light, business 15 Meridian in Washington. That one chopped foul down the third base line. 0-2 count now to Penley. Also want to thank Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, for bringing you Hatchett Baseball today. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. The 3A semifinal here at Vincennes.
and it's been a dandy.
Pinley hits a slow roller over to third. The only play will be first base. It is in time for the second out of the inning. 5-3 is how we score that, but now both runners advance to scoring position, and it's up to Big Gage Latham.
Well, that was as good as a sacrifice bunt. Little tap to the third baseman, but there are two out. So let's see what Gage can do. This is, once again, Dwayne, this pops up a lot. This is a two-out runners on base. They're going to walk him intentionally, however.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to load the bases.
Put him down there.
And
showing a lot of confidence in Big Gage.
Yeah. Well, Trey Reed now is up, and he has flied to center and flied to right. Big situation here for Trey with the bases loaded and two out.
Trey is very capable of fighting a gap out there. So we're jammed with two out, the freshman Trey Reed at the plate. And he hits it hard, but right to the left fielder. And that'll do it for the Hatchets. No runs across, two hits, no errors, three left on. We've played five full innings here at Vincennes on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 6, the Alice is 4. Back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Spring into spring with a new haircut or color at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to the date on the latest. They have a new look waiting for you. Call Kim, Danielle, or Susan today at 812-254-1810 to schedule your new look. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make great gifts for any occasion. Customer satisfaction is their goal at Headlines Beauty Salon. So what are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
All right, we're moving to the top half of the sixth. 8-9-1 coming to the plate for Vincennes. Dustin Allstott, Braden Sigger, and Bo Deckard. Billy Fleetwood continues to work for the Hatchets.
Hey, I know nobody's counting outs, but there are six outs left.
Nobody's counting. One out at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all we're asking from you.
In a tight tournament game like this, you hardly can help yourself counting outs.
Fleetwood's first pitch swung on, and it's shallow left field. The shortstop, John Rook, goes out to chase it and makes the catch for out number one.
Well,
one pitch, one out. That is just what the doctor ordered.
You know, back in the old school, when you're down two late in the game, you might want to take a few pitches. But, you know, they don't do that in the major leagues anymore. So
Braden Sager's flied out twice, 0 for 2 at the plate in the 9-hole. Let's see what he does here against Fleetwood. Swung on a miss, strike one. I tell you, Billy, I don't know where he found it, but he came back on strong. He came back on strong. The 0-1 pitch, missed out for ball one. He's dug deep and found something there.
Well, let's hope he doesn't lose it.
Love to see him finish this one out.
That was a nice curveball.
Here's the thing. His pitch count is not bad, but this heat plays a different factor to it.
Tried to overthrow that fastball. Low and outside. 2-2. He is up to about 83 pitches right now. So hopefully he can have a real clean inning here and try to close this thing out.
One out, 6-4 our score if you're just joining us. Hatchets on top. They are the home team today. This one hits sharply. That's going to be in there.
That was a curveball that hung a little bit.
A one-out single for Braden Sager. Sending in the top of the order, Bo Deckard.
A little cement mixer. It spun, but it hung up there a little bit.
Deckard has singled, reached on an air, and flied out. He has scored two of the four runs in that leadoff spot for the Alices. Bats left against the right-handed Fleetwood. Billy, snap throw over to first. Sager's in safely.
Well, now we're, you know, one pitch away from this game being tied up. I hate to say that.
Fouled back to the Alice's dugout.
Well, I don't think Vincent's going to roll over and yield this game.
No, definitely not. 0-1 to Deckard. Low and in the dirt. Evens it at 1-1. Four runs, eight hits, one error for Vincennes. Six runs, five hits, two errors for the Hatchets here at the top of the sixth. And this one hit deep left field. It's going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble. It's extra bases for Deckard. One run will score. There's no play at the plate. An RBI double for Bo Deckard. And it's a 6-5 ball game. The Alice is nipping at the heels now. And that'll bring Coach Steve Reed out to the mound to talk to his senior right-hander, Billy Fleetwood.
Well, that was hit very well, but with the wind blowing, it carried out there right deep in the gap in left center. We had no chance to get that one.
Warning track.
And we're looking at a 6-5 ball game here in the sixth inning with only one out.
Well, Coach goes with the freshman, his son, Trey Reed, to try to finish this one out for Billy Fleetwood. Trey Reed comes on from third base to pitch. John Rook moves over to third. Billy Fleetwood stays in the game to play short.
Well, 87 pitches in this heat. And Coach Reed is elected to go with Trey Reed to try to close this game out. He has his work cut out for him with a runner on second and one out here in the top of the sixth inning. And facing number two hitter, Brody Ruggles.
Ruggles has flied out, walked, and grounded out. So 0-2 at the plate today. In the number two spot, the Alices have seen Trey before. The first meeting, Trey pitched against Vincennes. Billy came on to finish it for him. So Coach Reed reversed the order this time around, starting Billy and giving Trey the chance at the save.
Well, let's hope Trey brings his good stuff today. He's had an outstanding season, as we mentioned before the game. Six wins. 1.92 earned run average as a freshman.
He wants the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not shaken. You know, some freshman would be shaken at this point. You know,
no, he's not going to. He's 6-2. He's, a freshman in May, late May, is a veteran by now.
Absolutely.
He's pitched 51 innings. All right. 14 earned runs. He's allowed 31 hits. Struck out 54 in 51 innings. That's nice. Only walked 20. He has hit nine batters. That's a little bit high. But the opponent's batting average against him is 172. Those are really nice numbers for the freshman, Trey Reed.
Okay. Let's get this one back underway. Brody Ruggles, left-hander at the plate. Facing Trey Reed, the runner at second is Bo Deckard. He represents the tying run for Vincennes here in the top of the sixth. Ruggles shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's high and out for ball one. Interesting choice there if he does bunt.
Right. Every out is critical here.
1-0. He is showing bunt. Bunts it in the air, and it's a catch.
Oh, what a play by Trey Reed. My goodness. He dove head first.
Oh, man. That was unbelievable.
That's called an athlete right there,
ladies and gentlemen. That's huge. You cannot put, is he okay, is the question.
Well, he somersaulted after he caught that.
He was kind of in midair. The bunt, on his neck.
The bunt was a little pop-up right in front of home plate, and it carried about halfway out between the pitcher's mound and home plate. Trey dove head first for it and got it.
And he was suspended in air on his neck. Two out now. Isaac Lane at the plate. That's high for ball one. And I'm telling you, that pitch registered 86 miles an hour.
We've got the human radar gun here, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you hear
it? I heard the mitt pop.
86. 1-0. The next pitch, Strike one, evens it at 1-1.
Dwayne, the crowd heard you say that, and they think it's legitimate.
Is that a ball? I didn't know.
Like
I don't know where that was.
Yeah.
That was
2 balls and no strikes.
2-0 the count. I guess it was a ball. That's going to go out of play. Evens it at 2-1 now.
Barely out of play along the third baseline.
I'm telling you, that might be the fastest high school pitch I've witnessed. I don't have a radar gun, but that ball was whizzing.
Yeah.
That ball was coming.
2 balls and a strike here with 2 out.
2-1, 2 out. Isaac Lane at the plate facing Trey Reed, the freshman. On in relief of Billy Fleetwood. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's in the air. It's in the air. It's in play.
Reed.
Under it, and Trey Reed makes the catch.
The tallest guy got it.
Trey Reed makes the catch in foul territory as the first baseman, the catcher, and pitcher were all there. And Trey comes up with it to get out of the inning. How about that? So Reed does the job, leaves the tying run out at second. We've played 5.5 here in Vincennes on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Hatchets 6, Vincennes 5. We'll return in 1 minute on WAMW.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and 3 meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS20.
One day they're playing grown-up, the next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Ben Burson continues to work for Vincennes. He's on here in the bottom of the sixth. He will face Daniel Devine, Wes Edwards, and Grant Niehaus. 8-9-1 for the Hatchets. A little insurance would be nice.
Dwayne, we need to run desperately here. We have a 6-5 lead, bottom of the sixth. Having a 2-run lead is so much more comfortable than having a 1-run lead in the last inning. So somehow we got to find a way to get a base runner and then get him over to second and then get him home.
Here we go, Daniel Devine. Hatchet DH batting first. Looks at that in the dirt for ball one. Well, the winner is going to get very little rest. Championship will be here at 7 o'clock tonight. Gibson Southern at home in the air condition. Waiting to see who they face. As Devine grounds this one back to the pitcher for the first out of the inning. Wes Edwards bats next, reached on an error, grounded out, 0-2 at the plate.
What if this one goes extra innings, Dwayne? They won't have any rest at all.
Don't say
that. We don't
want
to think about that, do we?
Edwards looks at the first one for a called strike. Thank you for joining us. Thank all of our sponsors for bringing you high school baseball on Memorial Day here on WAMW. Wes hits one right back up the middle for a one-out single. Good job by the Hatchet senior. Ninth hitter in the lineup comes through. Now we go to the top of the order for Grant Niehaus. He's 0-3, but means he's due.
He is due. He struck out twice and flied to the second baseman. I don't know. Even with one out, we might see a bunt because Grant could get on first with his wheels.
Burson checks the runner. Wes Edwards back in safely.
Third baseman playing in very shallow.
We've got two good ball games here in the semifinals.
Yes,
the first
have.
One, if you missed it, 7-4. Gibson Southern advanced. Came from behind to win that one. Knocking out Princeton. Burson takes his time, now delivers to the plate. It's low and in the dirt. Nice save there by Daniel Miller, the catcher. Knocked it down for ball one.
Doesn't look like Coach Reed is elected to bunt with one out. Maybe he'll send the base runner, Edwards.
1-0. Now.
There's a pitch out.
Pitch out. Nothing doing.
Niehaus did square around on that one.
But pulled back. It's 2-0.
Vincent thought something was cooking with that pitch out. Base runner Edwards did not see the sign.
The 2-0 pitch. Now we look at bunt. It's bunted right back to the pitcher. The only play will be at first.
Okay. Well, we got the base runner to second base, which is what we wanted. Now with two out, let's see if we can get the timely hit. Mason is already 2-for-3.
He's doubled and singled. Scored once. Big at bat here for Jacob Mason, the sophomore.
And we've said all game long, our success depends on whether we can score a two-out, get a two-out timely hit. And this is the time right here. Mason, left-handed batter.
Hits it sharply, but right to the second baseman. Filled it cleanly, tossed over to first. And that'll do it for the Hatchets in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors. The runner left on. We've played six full innings. It comes down to this. Hatchets need three outs to move on. Our score, Washington 6, Vincennes 5. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center is proud to announce Dollar Days every Tuesday this spring and summer. $1 soft drinks, hot dogs, and draft beer. Bowl for only $2 with $2 shoe rental. Summer leagues include a mixed league on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for three-person teams May 1st to July 17th. The Adult Youth League, Friday nights at 6:30, May 11th to July 27th, with adults 21 and older and kids 20 and under. Sign up now. Call 254-0632 or stop by the Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington. Open for lunch this summer.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Vincennes has 4, 5, and 6 coming, the meat of the order. Daniel Miller, Torrance Gillis, and Jalen Cardinal. They're getting their first look at the freshman Trey Reed. Came on in relief and worked out of the sixth.
Dwayne, this is what it's all about right here. This is officially crunch time. Three outs away. A lot of pressure on the freshman, Trey Reed. Let's see how he responds.
Hatchet fans getting into it here. The first pitch is a called strike.
No base runners. Let's make this one easy.
This one hit high in the air, center field. Underneath it with plenty of room is Grant Niehaus. Four out number one.
That's the way we want to do it.
So the Hatchets are two outs away from heading to the championship here against Vincennes. Torrance Gillis bats next. He singled last time.
Yeah, he got that critical hit last time. Remember, he came in for the injured catcher, Baron Veek, so did not start the game.
The first pitch is a strike from Trey Reed. Reed's all business.
Well, his dad says he doesn't throw a curveball, but I'm telling you that ball curved. There's another one.
That one's right past the stands here on the Washington side for strike two out of
play.
So
now maybe you're in the position to start counting strikes. We're four strikes away.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Trey Reed. Little bouncer back to the pitcher. Reed tosses to first for out number two. Well, what you saw there was two curveballs. And then the old number one.
Yeah,
the old
number one.
And that was bounced right back to the
pitcher. Tied him up. Now we have Cardinal up, who has struck out all three times.
It's all up to Cardinal here with two outs. If the Hatchets can get him out, they're on to the championship tonight. Reed gets the sign. The first pitch is a called strike. What do you think about this freshman?
I think he can bring it.
Man, you know, when you're at this vantage point, you get to see firsthand.
Well,
that's a hard pitch to hit when it's coming at you like that.
The Cardinal had a weak swing on that. It doesn't look like he can catch up with a fastball. So look for another fastball.
I'm going to say it's a fastball.
I don't think he can catch up to it.
The 0-2 pitch just missed. Low for ball one.
Tried to make him chase that a little bit. So now it's time for the fastball right down the middle. Challenge him. See if he can catch up to it.
One ball, two strikes. That's
a two-out
single.
Yep.
Just out of the reach of Billy Fleetwood, who gave it all he had. And I mean almost caught the top tip of his glove.
Well, you got to tip your cap to Cardinal. He had two strikes. He had struck out three straight times. He was on his heels, but he got a nice swing on that fastball. And now we have the tying run on first with two out.
And we got a runner coming in for Cardinal.
Well, Blake Mincy's up. He has flied out all three times. Flied out to the second baseman once and flied out to left field twice. So let's see if we can, this is the number seven hitter in the lineup.
Blake Mincy at the plate. He's hit by the pitch.
Well, it might be time for a mound visit just to calm Trey down a little bit. And the catcher, Finley, does come out. Shortstop, Billy Fleetwood, comes out. They're going to try to calm him down a little bit.
At the plate now will be Dustin Allstott. Grounded out, reached on an air, flied out. 0-for-3 at the plate. The runner at second is the pinch runner for Jalen Cardinal. Blake Mincy's over at first. There's two out. Trey Reed delivers the first pitch. Low for ball one.
Well, the way this game is going, you just had a feeling that Vincennes was going to rally. Whether or not they were going to score a run was the question. But I would have been very surprised if they would have gone down 1-2-3 in the lineup.
Little roller back to the pitcher. Trey makes the stop. Tosses over to first. And the Hatchets are going to the championship in the 3A baseball sectional here at Vincennes. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington 6, Vincennes 5. Championship game coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, featuring the Hatchets and Gibson Southern Titans. We'll be back to talk to the coach, wrap it up for game number one of our doubleheader today right after this on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Are you worn down and sluggish from the frigid winter? So is your lawn.
But with the help of Heller's Lawn Pro, your grass will awaken from its comatose state and green up for spring. Your lawn needs Heller's customized four-step lawn care application. It includes fertilization and weed control. They will manage your lawn from spring through fall. Plus, Heller's can also bring those ugly landscapes back to life. Heller's even offers a variety of trees for your yard. Call Charlie at Heller's Lawn Pro today at 610-0055.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Welcome back here to Robert M. Hillfield in Vincennes, where the semifinals are in the books, and the championship is coming up tonight. It will be Gibson Southern and the Washington Hatchets in the title game as the Hatchets advance with a narrow 6-5 win over Vincennes. For the Alices, 5 runs, 10 hits, only one error. They left 9 on base. That's the big stat for Vincennes. they're plagued with leaving the runners on. Nine left on base for Vincennes. Losing pitcher of the day will be Brody Ruggles, who started for the Alices and pitched an excellent game, but just couldn't get her done. For the Hatchets, six runs, only six hits today, but they were big. Two errors, and the Hatchets only left five on base, so a lot lower than we've seen in other games. Great to see. The win goes to Billy Fleetwood on a big save from the freshman, Trey Reed, who came on and just brought it.
Well, you know, what's funny about Trey Reed's save is that he got five outs, and he was personally responsible for four of them as he caught two little pop-ups and two grounders. So the only out that he got that he wasn't involved in was that fly out to center field at the beginning of the seventh inning. So he really reached back and did a nice job. There's a lot of pressure on him there at the end with the runners on first and second with two out. And he got Allstott to ground out to him. So big, great job by Trey Reed.
Coach Steve Reed joins us now on the postgame show here on WAMW and gets the high fives from the home crowd. First off, how about that? How about that crowd today? We had excellent support in the stands.
We had the hatchets here going in that last inning. That was pretty cool.
I tell you, Coach, you got a big smile on your face. Your son, the freshman, accounted for four of the last five outs, fielded them cleanly. But I go back to that dive catch where he ends up on his head.
Well, he's 6'4". He's lanky, and he just laid out. And I don't know. I thought he broke his neck there for a minute. He twisted all up. But he's like I told you guys, man, he's a warrior. He's, there's no freshman about that kid. He just competes, and I thought I wanted to get Billy the two-run lead. I thought about bringing him in the sixth there. I didn't want to get too cute, and then, Deckard hits the double. Like, you kidding me? And then I had to bring him in. It's kind of tight, but, he responded. He got Lane to pop out and kind of made it interesting. The Cardinal hit a tough pitch there. Two strikes, Trey put it down the shins. He went down and got it. And then, I don't know, he tried to get cute with that next kid. Next thing you know, go ahead, runs on. But, he buckled down and did a fine job.
Well, it's a big win. There's no doubt about it. This is huge. Vincennes, a tough opponent. 4-2 when they met earlier in the year, but you knew you were going to see a different matchup today. They gave it all they had.
Oh, yeah.
But your team came to play today, too.
And they did. They had to well, do. We finally put some runs up, Dwayne. I told you guys, if we hit – I feel like if we hit, we can win this thing. Our pitching's been pretty consistent. Our defense hadn't been too bad. But we've had our games where one, two runs is all we can muster in seven innings. And how about the day Jaden Pinley had? I mean, the two-run home run, the big two-out single up the middle. What was that, four RBIs I think he had. Just huge. Billy's been struggling a little bit offensively. He's looked great in practice this week. We thought we had him fixed, and his hands dropped that first time. But what I'm saying is Pinley to step up in that five hole. Marcus has been pretty solid for us, and we just got to get contagious hitting. And I felt like overall today we did a better job of, hitting the ball hard, line drives, not too many fly balls, we did Wednesday night. So
only left five on, too, which is, that's a lower number than we've seen in games past, so that's huge. Not much rest, Coach. Gibson Southern had it in the driver's seat a little bit winning that first game, not without some controversy and a close finish in game number one, huh?
Yeah, it was, no doubt.
You played Gibson Southern before. You know what you got to face tonight. I guess you're going home to try to get a little rest?
No, we're going over to Pondo. We're going to go eat, hang out here, and yeah, we're not going home. I don't even know what time it is. I don't think this started till 2, so it's probably 4 o'clock-ish. So we're going to go hang out, eat, get in the AC, and game plan for tonight. But, I don't know. Trey maybe finished with around, I don't know if you guys had his pitch count, 15, 18, I didn't think he had hit 20. So, we'll fire him up tonight, and, we feel pretty good about that. The main reason I went with Billy, guys, I didn't feel like I've got a 1 and a 2. I've got 2 1s. I mean, if you look at their numbers, they're just identical. Trey's given up fewer hits than Billy, but Billy's given up fewer walks, and that was my trump card. I figured coming at Vincennes with their crowd behind them and getting loud. I just like the senior in that environment better than the freshman. Luckily it paid off. So, but like I said, I think you flip a coin there either way. They've both done a tremendous job for us all year, and 1A, 1B is what we got. So we'll ride him tonight. Hopefully he can go, deep into the game for us, and we can give him some support offensively, keep swinging the bats.
Let's get it, Coach. Let's get it. The whole community's behind this team.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the coverage. And I'll tell you what, you guys, you had the toughest seat in the house right here. I'm burning up right here. And I'll tell you what, you guys, you gutted it out for us today. I can tell you right now from this picnic table.
We'll see you tonight, Coach.
Thank
Thanks
you,
a lot.
Guys.
Again, our final score, it is 6-5 in favor of Washington. The Hatchets moving on for the championship tonight to face the Gibson Southern Titans. And again, Steve Brothers, we got to wrap it up so we can get a little break before we come back tonight.
Let's find some air conditioning.
No doubt. Your final thoughts on this game, number one.
Well, I'm very impressed with the way Trey Reed came in and closed this game out, because there was certainly a lot of pressure on him. And for a freshman to do that and to make the plays defensively, you know, those grounders to back to the mound, that's a lot of pressure throwing over there to first base, especially the last one, you know, with runners on base, and he just stepped up like a champion.
Well, again, Trey Reed gets the save. Billy Fleetwood gets the win. The Hatchets moving to the championship. It's not over yet. A tough battle still to come tonight with the Gibson Southern Titans. We'll be on the air about 6:50, first pitch, 7 o'clock, Washington and Gibson Southern for the 3A championship. Stay tuned for all the action tonight here on your home of the Hatchets, Memories 107.9. For our studio producer, Dennis Pullen, and my sidekick, Steve Brothers, Dwayne Shake, reminding you the final, the Hatchet 6, the Vincent Salas is 5. We'll see you back here tonight for Hatchet Baseball on WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor. Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance. Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Hayes and Dance. Headlines. Heller's Lawn Pro. The Kingpin Bowling Center. McAllister Machinery. McDonald's Restaurants. Myers LP Gas. The Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.